I'm Jonathan, and this is the Social Media Show podcast. This is the audio version of the Social Media Facebook Live that goes out at facebook.com/Pollinger Social on Mondays at 9 a.m. Enjoy! In this episode, I chat to Angus Grady, LinkedIn Unlocker. We chat about LinkedIn and how it's a great way to grow your business, and Angus provides his top LinkedIn tips. Hello and welcome to this morning's The Social Media Show. Great to have you on board. Just a reminder that if you can't watch the live, you can always watch the replay, and you can also listen now to the podcast. So the podcast is available at pollingersocial.co.uk/podcast and all major podcast platforms, including, I'm delighted to say, iTunes, which was a bit of a battle, but or Apple Podcasts, actually, they call it now. But we're there now. But onward today, delighted to have Angus Grady with me this morning. Angus is known as the LinkedIn Unlocker. Good morning, Angus.
Good morning, Jonathan, and thank you so much for asking me on. I tell you, it's one of those things, I've been asked by Jonathan to come on the show. Oh my God, what should I wear? What should I say? Love it, love it. I always tune in or watch the replay. So yeah, I mean, great, fantastic for asking me. Privileged to be asked.
No, it's brilliant to have you, and I'm sure you're going to deliver us loads of value on the LinkedIn front today, and perhaps we'll talk about a few other things as well. So I think starting off with this LinkedIn Unlocker, that's quite an interesting term, because you have, particularly the Americans these days, they have sort of like they use terms like guru and expert and wizard and ninja and all these other sort of things. But Unlocker, where did that come from?
Well, basically, I think there are, I mean, everyone's an expert these days, as we both know. And there seems to be a whole tsunami of LinkedIn experts. So a couple of years ago, I decided, well, I do training, but I wanted to be what Joe Calloway calls a category of one. And that's a great book, How to Become a Category of One. Recommend it. And I just thought, wow, hang on a minute. I want to stand out a bit more in this busy, busy field. And somebody I know, in fact, it was actually Dickie Armour. He actually said it twice. Okay, yeah. He said, do you know what? You unlock people's LinkedIn. And I thought, well, yeah, hang on. That's what I want to be when I grow up. But I just thought, I just want to be the LinkedIn unlocker. Why? Because it differentiates myself straight away. I think there's only one other person who has dared to call themselves the LinkedIn unlocker. And I've been on them like a Dalek on a dustbin. I've phoned them up and told them, stop it. Essentially, I just tried to differentiate myself, Jonathan, and I think the unlocking says it all, because I don't train people how to use LinkedIn. I do, but each person is unique, and so each person's profile is unique. So each person has a different key to get the best value out of it, is the kind of thinking behind it.
Yeah, it's a really good approach. I like that. And I guess, does it also help the fact that you've chosen to specialize in a particular platform? Because even that's quite rare. Well, you know, myself, as you know, my thing's sort of like social media, but quite often people find it quite surprising that I don't do much around email marketing, and they assume that I know websites and stuff, whereas I don't. But LinkedIn is getting sort of like super specialized. But as you say, you're kind of like known, for me anyway, you're sort of known in the industry as very much a LinkedIn specialist. Does that help pick up clients?
It does. But I keep on saying to people that LinkedIn is two words, LinkedIn in, and all of your marketing should be LinkedIn. And LinkedIn as a platform is a fantastic mothership for which all your other satellite stuff can actually fly around and be used in. If it can be shared on LinkedIn, then you should really be thinking about using it. I kind of specialize in everyday marketing is what I think I do. Wait, fine, I know I do. I call it kind of Diana, which is a bit cheesy, but it's digital and analog combined. And, you know, my postcards, I send a ton of postcards out. You know, this one actually got me something over the weekend. Are the only warm leads you see that are the ones coming out of the back of your computer? You know, so it worked really well. I dropped it.
I like it.
And I did what I, you know, not cold calling, it was bold calling. I drove past an industrial estate and I just knocked on a few doors and handed a card to people, handed a postcard. Somebody came back to me. I put a post up about it yesterday. Somebody came back straight away and said, cheeky bugger, whatever. And then I've actually got a, you know, we're actually going to speak on the actual phone today, which is great. And I think the telephone is a weapon of mass discussion. People should be using it all the time.
Oh, I love that. Love that phrase. I was just going to talk to you about the telephone, because that to me is that's really interesting. And I should definitely take more heed of your use of advice of using the phone. I need to do that more often. It's sort of something that's really neglected these days in the age of digital, isn't it? So I can see that you and your clients find it hugely powerful.
And everyone bangs on about P2P marketing, person-to-person marketing, and we all do it on LinkedIn. It's like, oh, I'm going to give you a call and I'll send you an email. To me, I don't do the LinkedIn kiss chase, okay? I don't follow somebody, look at their profile twice every other day and then comment on their stuff. I go from A to Z as quickly as I can, and that's to get somebody on a phone call. And I use video in order to engage with people through their LinkedIn and just say, hi, Jonathan, we've been connected now for a day. I'd love to have a chat with you. And that video sells the phone call. Because no one is using video.
So tell us a bit more about the video. What sort of video? How do you actually use that?
I use a Chrome extension called Vidyard, V-I-D-Y-A-R-D, and it's brilliant. It sits within the connection request. Okay, it takes you out of the connection request once you click on it. The point is, though, that you can put it into the connection request. So, hello, Jonathan.
Right, I'm with you.
And it's just a simple way of doing it. Then I'll always follow up with an audio, and you know that I bombard you with audios, audio on like LinkedIn. And I think that we've got to do marketing wits rather than marketing lengths. Everyone is doing lengths. Start doing wits. Be that Joe Calloway category of one, and start using LinkedIn like it's supposed to be used. It's a three-dimensional platform. You know, it's about personal branding. Tom Peters, brand new. It is about, sort of prospecting, and it's a research tool as well. So people forget that you can put keywords in and search in your locale almost for that keyword. And if somebody's talking about it, call me old fashioned, call me Kevin, I'm going to call them. I'm going to connect with them. I'm going to comment on that post.
Yeah, no, I do love the LinkedIn search facility, but I don't recall, video even on LinkedIn is a fairly new thing in terms of just within the sort of regular posts and within the articles, but receiving a message including a video, that's never happened to me, and I get a lot of messages, so that's really sort of setting you apart. That's a fantastic idea.
And if anyone wants to connect with me afterwards, then I will reply to them with a video.
Fantastic. Really like that idea. Just to say hello to a few people watching. So Natasha, thanks for being on the show. If you are out there watching, do say hi, just so that we know that you're there. Otherwise, we don't know that you're there. And it'd be great if you have any questions for Angus or myself, whether you're watching live, watching the replay, or, of course, listening on the podcast. If you are listening on the podcast, then find your way over to Facebook, ask us a question there, or you can just get hold of me on social media at Pollinger Social. Judy's just joined the show. Thanks very much for tuning in this morning, Judy. Great to have you here. So going back to LinkedIn, what would you say are its sort of, we've talked a lot about unique ways in which you're sort of working. What would you say are LinkedIn's unique benefits or main benefits compared with other marketing platforms?
I think the great thing about LinkedIn is that you almost get to choose who you want to work with. You know, a lot of people link, you know, all these lead generation funnels, and you get 2 million people coming to you, and they're all in Elon Dragua, miles away from where you are, despite your targeting of your ads and everything else. Often you've then got to spend time filtering what you've got. But the great thing about LinkedIn is that you choose who you want to talk to. So I'm actually now targeting kind of business coaches this month. And so I've got a list of business coaches, which I've saved offline. And again, make sure you save your searches offline, put them into a folder, because if you're on a free one, your commercial limit comes up quick. Look at it on offline and then go online. So the good thing is it's an easy route into a whole ton of people that are 90% on your doorstep. And also look at the connections you've already got. So many people go chasing after fresh buses. You're on a bus. You've got all these passengers are on your bus with you. Start talking to them. And I keep saying to people, you know, don't do sophisticated searches. Audit what you've only got. 80-20 rule. you know, 20% of what you've got will increase your business by 80% if you're canny and savvy enough to recognize it.
Yeah, that's brilliant. Thanks for that. In terms of the future of LinkedIn, where do you see it's going? Because I don't know whether you agree on this, but I think generally it's less innovative than the other networks.
It definitely lags. And if I was somebody in power within LinkedIn, I'd be saying, come on, guys and gals, what is it that we can introduce that's actually novel to LinkedIn? I like the audio aspect, I have to say. Now, you can do audio on Facebook, but it's a bugger to it is a strain to do it. You know, if you want to put an audio into a live, you can do live audio, but it's such a faff to do it. I think audio is one of their best ever issues, best ever innovations. But I think you're right, they lag behind. And I think LinkedIn should really be leading the way, given the fact there are 200,000 million people on it.
So just to be clear on the audio, so that's the, just so people know, so that's the audio recording within Messages, yes? Is that what you're talking about?
Within Messages as well. And I think audio should be used more on LinkedIn. We actually spoke about Anchor. Anchor's a great app. And the good thing about Anchor is that you can make a video of your recording, so all the words come across. Fantastic for something like LinkedIn, because in my view, so images may move, but sound travels. You can get on with doing something else while you're listening to something else, while you're watching.
So, I don't know a lot about Anchor. Is that but I've seen your sort of video clips where you've got the captions of the text. Is that how it works? Is that what you mean?
Yeah, that's exactly Anchor. So you can have your own mini podcast. And, I'd like to do a podcast, but I'm not disciplined enough to think, right, this week I'm going to talk about Husserlian phenomenology. Next week I'm going to talk about whatever. You know what I mean? So I can't, I'm somebody to greatly plan ahead on those things. And I do them on the fly. So I'll do them while having a coffee, and I'll do them while walking along. And it's good to interview people as well. You can actually get people to, you can actually connect with people via your phone to talk on Anchor. But we're not here to talk about Anchor, we're here to talk about LinkedIn.
Well, just quickly though, because we have got a question on Anchor. So have you got a website, or can we do that afterwards, can't we? We'll post on the comments if you've got a link. But it's basically an app then, is what you're saying. Yeah, for the phone.
Yeah, and it's just called Anchor.
Excellent.
And it's got, I think it's called Anchor FM or something.
Okay. Fantastic. So just looking at some of the recent other LinkedIn features, one that very recent that this isn't something we've spoken about, actually, and it's seemed to be causing quite a lot of controversy, is this new invite to company page feature, or as LinkedIn now confusingly call it, just drop the company, haven't they? So they just call it a LinkedIn page now. But this invite thing, I must admit, I really like it, and I think it's great, because you've got all the features and good stuff going on with the pages now, and yet there's never been a mechanism to get people to follow your page, other than really sort of like clunky find out what the URL of your page is, and you can't even copy and paste that easily, and then send it via email or some other non-LinkedIn system.
They make it really hard.
Get people to follow the page. But now you've got this invite system, which is great, I think. So you can just like look up people, your connections, which you've got a pre-existing relationship with, and get them to like your page. But I know there's a lot of people out there that have kind of really moaned about it. But I have to say, first of all, I don't know if you agree with this, LinkedIn is full of moaners, isn't it? There's a load of people out there that just constantly sort of moan. So I think that's a part of it. But I'd be very interested to know what your own opinion is of this new feature.
Well, I think that I'd like to kind of frame it in the fact that I think that company pages are going to be really important. They're going to be more important than they currently are. I don't like this new feature in as much as that there should be a feature on the page itself that allows you to then share that to invite people into your feed. So there should be a button on your company page that you can then click, and it automatically then posts something in your feed to say, would you like to follow me? I think it's a bit...
Oh, I see. Rather than have it sort of as an intrusive part of the connections system.
This tells me two things. It tells me that LinkedIn are switched on and savvy enough to know that all engagement on the personal profile is fantastic, but company pages are so woefully underused. I mean, I sat with somebody the other day who showed me this course that they've just done through a LinkedIn trainer, and this LinkedIn trainer did not even link their personal profile to their company page. There was no logo. And I just thought, what madness. It's two wings of an aeroplane. People look at you, Jonathan Pollinger, and they want to know what your company does because it continues your story. It's a fantastic place to solve other problems. And a lot of people's experience section, all it is, hello, my name's Joe Bloggs, I do this. I don't care. What I want to know is what experience you've got that actually solves the problem. Why is your experience relevant to the problems I've got and how you can then solve those problems? Not a list of what your company does. Or people don't use it to list their job services as positions within LinkedIn. So you can have an overall company, Joe Bloggs Limited, and then you have jobs in there that are your products and your services.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. I think one other thing they could do, a similar sort of approach to you in the sense of sort of putting it more in context, is why not in the same way that you can add a note or a message to your invite to connect, why can't you do that for your invite to page? You know, at the moment it's just a blank, you know, invitation, isn't it? There's no opportunity to put any text in there. And I think if they made that, and also if they made that compulsory, then that would sort of cut out mass invites, wouldn't it, and spamming of it. So that would help that issue
just
as well,
that they're focusing on company pages. And if you're doing this, or you know, if like LinkedIn are actually doing this, then my theory is get on a company page and start posting stuff. I actually now post as a company page on people's personal, on their, you know, ordinary profile. So I would then post as like leads, not as Angus Grady. And there's a way of doing that. Now, has it worked? It's beginning to work. People are going, how did you do that? And I say, well, come on my course. No, I don't. I say, this is how I do it. No, I don't. I should be more pushy about what I do, but you know, I'm not that. I'm tired. I don't know about you, Jonathan, but I'm tired about these courses that, you know, sort of pertain to, you know, wealth beyond your wildest dreams could be yours if you come on my LinkedIn course. Your inbox will be flooded. No, they won't. Stop it.
Yeah. No, I totally agree with you there. Just mentioning courses there. It'd be interesting to know, and for viewers too. What you know, if I wanted to be trained by you, Angus, what exactly do you offer? Is it online? Is it offline? Is it one to one? Do you go into companies? What's sort of the main areas of your work?
My entry point is the LinkedIn surgery, and that's a 90-minute Zoom call which gets recorded. So we have a triage section where I'll ask you what issues you've had with LinkedIn. That's like a 20-minute call. So we make sure that the surgery is focused on you, not me waffling about what I did yesterday. So it's triage, surgery, and in that surgery, we'll go through the four C's, which is, you know, sort of create, connect, converse, convert. So we'll frame and unlock your profile in order to fit around those four. And then there's an outpatients, you know, you know, sort of session as well, which is a phone call or a Zoom call a week later for me to shout at you and say, Jonathan, why haven't you done this? What are you playing at? You've actually spent the money doing it. Come on, get on it. And then I'll kind of be your fourth emergency service. I'll be your lifeguard on like the side of the pool for a couple of weeks and open to any questions and changing stuff and fiddling about with your profiles. Because your profile is the important thing. Your profile comes from the website, and it's just...
It's a starting point, isn't it? It's definitely, if I do any LinkedIn training, then that's the first sort of port of call, really. It's amazing how many serious business people out there, you know, even like basic stuff like they haven't even got a personalized address for their profile and stuff like that.
Still use company on their website. What are you doing? Stop it. You know, change it. And also skills. Invent a skill that's congruent with what you do, because a skill is a keyword equals a hashtag. So I use LinkedIn unlocking everywhere. So that's my skill. It's my headline. It's my hashtag. It's my Twitter. It's on my Twitter. So they're all congruent. You know, Google just doesn't look in one drawer. It looks in all of them. So you've got to make sure that in each drawer you have that one thing that actually makes you different. And I could go on forever.
Great advice. And Natasha's just asked a question. I think she's, I think you're going to say to her, come on my course, because I think she's asking how you do that trick of posting as the company page on the profile.
I'm happy to share it. It's a long-winded way around, but it works. I'll send you a link where basically you take off. It's a bit of code you put on the end of the actual post, but it's dependent on you having a company page, clearly, and it's dependent on you having linked your profile, your experience section to that particular page. Because I see this all the time. People go, of course I've got a company page, Ang. And you say, yeah, but you're not linked. I am. No, you're not. It's like I do a phone call search, okay? If in like the search bar I put 01442 in, it brings up all the profiles with 01442 in, which is my local number. I then call somebody and they go, how did you get my number? And I say, you gave it to me. They say, no, I didn't. I don't know. I said, no, you honestly gave it to me. And they go, what do you mean? I said, it's on your LinkedIn profile. No, it's not. But how do you think I'm talking to you?
And they go, that's a genius one. I've never thought of doing that before. That's fantastic.
Yeah, put in, and then, so I've got 01442 space or in like caps, 01923, and then or 01608, which is like Watford, Aylesbury, and you get about 700 profiles. Again, why go fit anywhere else? You've got 700 people, and then you can filter them to who your target market is, or if you want a bit of fun, just phone them just for a laugh. Or just send them a postcard. Postcard, folks. The way forward.
I like it. Old school. Good opportunity. If anybody, sorry, what was that, Angus?
No, and again, don't collect connections like sweets. You know, I always say that LinkedIn connections, you know, they just don't need to add up. They just have to count. You need ones that are yours and your color sweets. If your target market are blue sweets, go for blue sweets. Stop going after red sweets. Anyway, sorry.
No, that's great. Great advice. If anyone else has any other questions for Angus or me, do please ask. We've probably just got about another 5 minutes or so. So do get the questions in.
I want to go all day.
Sorry, what was that?
I just want to go on all day. Keep going.
Yeah. That's all right. We can keep going. So, looking to the future of LinkedIn. So, you mentioned that you sort of think that company pages have got quite a good future. Any other sort of like aspects? And if you don't mind, actually, I'm going to answer my own question, which is very very rude of me. But you're right. I think there could be, and I don't know what you think, but with the Microsoft having taken them over for a few years now, I think there's going to be more integration there. And really looking ahead, I can see perhaps LinkedIn becoming a sort of almost like a workstation, so you can like fire up your own Word documents and PowerPoints and stuff like that. Before then, more sort of like Skype and webinar functionality, seeing as Microsoft owns Skype. So it wouldn't take too much for them to build in video calls in the same way that they've got audio calls now.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I'm with you on that. I think LinkedIn will be more of a hub. We're already seeing the fact that you can add PDFs, you can add documents, you can do all this. So they're tingling their way in. Already, I think that there's some company groupware that automatically links your Outlook to your to like your LinkedIn, and there's all these other swish bang things that are coming out. You know, for the bigger corporates, and I'm sort of hearing it all the time. The other thing is, Steve.
Thanks, Steve.
Other thing is that I think it will become more personal. I'm hoping groups are going to kick off a bit more. I think that something's going to happen with the job function side as well. I think that clearly people don't use that for market intelligence, you know, for searching for their ideal client or searching for opportunities. And I think that people need to think about that more. I like the fact that they've changed alumni on, sort of LinkedIn, and it's not what it was, but it's still a powerful search. On big companies, if you search in the people bar as well, that's expanded. So again, you can find some whiz bang people in there, just simple. And also the field of study searches and the headline searches. There's a whole bunch of searches that have always been there, but no one knows about them. Field of study is an amazing one. True. If you find the code for field of study or for marketing and do a search on field of study, colon, whatever the code is, you come up with a whole ton of people that your normal search probably would not find.
Yeah, so more top tips. I'm losing count now. Great stuff, Angus. Keep it going. I just got a question from Judy here. It's an interesting one. Is LinkedIn just for business use?
Well, you see, there are two theories here that people are moaning that LinkedIn is becoming like Facebook. But I think that it is a business platform to start with. But I think that there's so many other things that you can do on it. It's a great way of, sort of charitable work. All of that kind of non-profit stuff is brilliant for LinkedIn. And it's not just a business use. I mean, I chat to people all the time over Zoom who I've met on like LinkedIn. Yesterday, I was talking to somebody in Australia, never physically met them. And yet we're just the best of buddies. I mean, you and I, Jonathan, have never met face to face, have we?
Another example, yeah. And we know each other pretty well, don't we, I think? So,
I was at your wedding virtually. I know when your birthday is. I've been on holiday with you, but not, you know what I mean? So,
yeah.
It's kind of like a different world. It's as if, I mean, I would spot you easily over a room and I'd come up and there would be no hesitation. We'd just get on and chat as if we'd known each other. And that's the beauty of this. So it's not just a business tool. I think it's more because it's all about brand you, everything. And again, the Tom Peters book called Brand You, you've got to read it. 1997, short article it is rather than a book. And it's more important that you are you now, not the authentic, all that rubbish that's talking about authenticity, which is important, don't get me wrong. But, it's people will buy into you way before they buy from you. So LinkedIn is a way of actually making sure that people understand what your values are before they even approach you to buy.
Yeah, and a good follow-up from Natasha there. So, I think you've kind of like got that across quite well there. It's about people and relationships, isn't it? I think that's the sort of core of it.
And I keep on about GDPR. Everyone was frightened about GDPR. LinkedIn has its own GDPR, growing deeper personal relationships. That's what GDPR stands for in my book. It's about having that better personal relationship, so it makes it easier for somebody to do business with you.
I like it. Just going to get outside of LinkedIn in a second, but before we do that, what would be your, and I haven't sort of prepped you for this, so putting you on the spot, what would be your absolute, and you've given us probably about 25 already, but what would be your absolute number one LinkedIn tip for people?
Keywords, without a shadow of a doubt. Make a keyword skill, make one of your skills a keyword that's congruent with what you do. So for me, I've got a skill which is LinkedIn unlocking. You can invent your own skill. If you want to be a scuba diving chef, invent that skill, however quirky, because it then becomes yours, and make that skill part of your headline, part of your banner, if possible, and also part of your summary and your experience, and use it as a hashtag. So it's a label that only you can use. And also I keep saying this to people, in your LinkedIn profile, put an audio track of who you are.
That's a good one.
No one else, very few people have an audio track. And don't forget that on Android phones, links in your LinkedIn are live links.
So those ones that you put in your in the summary?
Yeah, if anyone's got an Android phone, remember that links that you put in your summary and your experience are live on an Android phone. And who owns Android? Google.
Google.
Search. Google. Call me old-fashioned, call me Kevin. Got to get it done.
LinkedIn. Yeah, that's a brilliant one. I'm learning all the time here. So just to emphasize also with the Google, I know you dropped it in earlier, but it's a point that sort of fascinates me, actually, that as you sort of dropped in, your LinkedIn profile, it sometimes comes higher than your website. And if you put in, try it, folks, those people that are watching or listening, just put in your name, perhaps with one other sort of criteria like where you live or what you do, and I can virtually guarantee that your LinkedIn profile, if you've got one, will sort of be in the top three results, won't it, Angus? So Google and LinkedIn have got a very, very strong relationship. And what always surprises me is people will spend usually thousands on their website, but they'll spend very little time on their LinkedIn profile. And yet that's, you know, that's representative of you. And it's like what people are coming across when they use Google. So it is very important.
It definitely comes above your website. You should see it as a landing page that's organic and changes all the time, because Google loves following somebody. It's like having a stick in a puddle. Google goes, what was that? And they'll check it out all the time. Your LinkedIn profile is your brand story, and your banner is the title of your book. Your headline is the title of your first chapter. Your about section, as it's now called, and I still can't get over that summary about, anyway, your about section is your first chapter. Your experience section is your second chapter, and it should read all the way through. It should read as a story. You want people to engage, and you want people, it's a filter system. So you want people to, you attract the best and repel the rest, is what I keep saying to my clients. So you grab attention straight away. And if people aren't your red sweets and they're blue sweets, they go. Fantastic. You want people to go. You don't want 100 connections from people who are never going to ever buy from you.
Brilliant stuff. So other platforms then, I know you're on Twitter. Do you make much use of Twitter and any other platforms at all?
I use Twitter because Twitter, LinkedIn and Google are three really good friends. And I think that even though Hootsuite now are cutting the API, so you can't post from Hootsuite now into LinkedIn or into Twitter, Twitter still is a powerful, powerful place, because again, it's about hashtags. People don't search at all. You know, people never do proximity searches on like Twitter. So if you use a proximity search on Twitter in conjunction with LinkedIn, you find some great people on your doorstep. I use Instagram more. I use Linktree on kind of Instagram, and I pay for mine, which is only $6 a month. And basically, you can add little thumbnails, and we were having a chat about this, and also all of your social media. And it just makes sense. I think that Instagram, if used properly, will be something that will be quite powerful. And of course, Anchor. I love audio. I really do. I think that audio is the way forward.
Just going back to Linktree there, just to be clear so people understand what that is. That's the link that you put in your bio, yes? And then it opens up into a web page that you can add in other links.
Yes, indeed. And so rather than having to keep changing your the URL on like your Instagram, you just add it to Linktree, and the post you put up there, you then say link to the article in like Linktree is like the first or the second one down. And it's just so simple to do it.
Brilliant. We'll put a link to that in the comments later on. So just finishing off now, unless anyone has any further questions, please do feel free to ask us anything, not just about LinkedIn, but I'm sure we'll have a stab at answering anything that you can ask. So just while people perhaps are thinking of a few last questions, just one that I ask all the guests, Angus, at the end. Now, I know that you're teetotal, aren't you?
I am. I am a recovering, discovering alcoholic, 15 years sober. So, yeah, I don't call myself recovering. I call myself discovering, because every day is brilliant. Really is.
Congratulations. What would be your favorite drink? Do you like a cup of tea or a coffee or lemonade, or do you have a favorite tipple?
I love Earl Grey, and Marks and Spencer's do something called Empress Grey. If anyone's into Earl Grey tea, go and get Empress Grey from Marks and Spencer's. It's great. It's wonderful.
This isn't some influencer agreement you've got with M&S, is it?
I just happen to be wearing an M&S shirt, but hey, no.
Okay, thanks for that. So I was just nearly lost the point then. So if you were to go for a cup of Earl Grey with any living person, who would that be and why?
Very, very easy. I'd go with Eric Clapton. Eric Clapton is not only the most amazingly talented musician on the planet, he does amazing work through his Crossroads sort of program for addicts. Now it's addicts of all time. He is also a recovering alcoholic. You know, and just, I think he's an amazing man. He puts so much effort into helping other people. And I think that it's a lesson for all of us, really. You know, you've got to give it away to keep it. You really have. And it's like anything, you know, you've got to be seen to be helping people. The universe comes back and thanks you in myriads of ways. And it's all about gratitude. Don't start me. It's all about gratitude and that. So Eric Clapton would be the man. I mean, he knows so many people. I so want to go to one of his Crossroads concerts, but it costs a zillion quid to get out to Barbados or wherever they are. But yeah, definitely Eric Clapton.
Fantastic. Great, great answer. And it's been absolutely brilliant to have you on the show today, Angus. Really, really enjoyed it. And thanks for the zillions of tips. I hope everybody watching found that useful as well as entertaining. So thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. And thank you again, Angus. Back again next week at the usual time. That's it from us. And I guess we'll finish off by saying see you soon, everybody, on LinkedIn.
And connect with me. And if you're not connected with me, see you soon.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye, everyone. Bye. Thank you for listening. To learn how you can improve your use of social media for your business, organisation or charity, please visit pollingersocial.co.uk or contact me on social media at pollingersocial.